Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing various wonderful aspects here about his energies and himself. So we have been seeing from shloka number 4 onwards. So in shloka number 4, Krishna described about Prakriti, his external energy. Then in shloka number 5, Krishna talked about all of us, that is living entities, superior energy. And then in the previous shloka, shloka number 6 that we saw, there Krishna is talking about that how He is the Prabhavaha and Pralayaha. That is, He is the source, origin, and He is also the dissolution. So after speaking about this, now Krishna is going to talk about how He is the maintainer. So He spoke about He is the creator and destroyer, but now He is going to speak about how He is the maintainer. So let's see this in shloka number 7.
Mattaha parataram nanyat Kinchidaste dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre mani gana iva.
So here Krishna is saying, O Dhananjaya, O conqueror of wealth,
mattaha parataram na anyat kinchidasti.
So he is saying that parataram, basically superior, na. So there is no one, na anya, there is no one superior to me, O Dhananjaya. And then he says, mai sarvam idam protam. Everything in this world that is created is resting upon me. And he is giving an analogy here. See the analogy. Sutre mani gana iva. So the analogy is, so basically he is saying that everything in this world rests on me. And the analogy is like all the pearls rest on the thread in a necklace. A very nice shloka, and it also sets the supremacy of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Many times people ask that who says Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is saying Krishna is saying? Krishna is saying, Matta parataram na anyat. There is no one superior to me, O Arjuna. No one superior to me. So it's very clear here that Krishna is that Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for the benefit of all of us, Krishna is making this statement very, very explicit that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very, very mercifully, He is revealing the truth to all of us so that there is no ambiguity in understanding who is Supreme. And all thanks to Arjuna, who is asking various questions. But in this particular chapter, Krishna has directly started speaking about Himself so that we all understand His supremacy. Let's get into some deeper aspects in this particular shloka. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, and this is confirmed in every step. So this has become a very normal talk that God is energy, He is light, He is formless. It's very difficult for people to accept that God has a form, Krishna has a form. And people are just driven by this, you know, different notions that Lord is impersonal. But here it's very clear. He's saying, Mattaha, Mattaha parataram, na anyat. He's saying that there is no one superior to me. Now, who is telling this? A person who is standing in front of Arjuna is telling this. It's not that some light is there and some voice is coming from that. Here a person is standing. A person is standing and he's telling Arjuna that there is no one superior to me. So it makes it very clear who is supreme. Krishna is supreme, and Krishna is a person. He is not impersonal. So this point has to be understood very, very clearly. And then it is said that in this verse in particular, it is stressed that the Absolute Truth is a person. That the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. That is, Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is Primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. Again, in Brahma Samhita also, this particular shloka, it says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. It is said Vigraha. He has a form. He is a person. And he is Parameshwar. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then it is continued that, these authorities leave no doubt that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. So the previous shloka we saw that He is the origin. He is also the dissolution. And in this particular shloka, we are seeing that he is the maintainer. Everything rests upon him. He is maintaining everyone and everything. Also, a nice point is made here. But then in Vedic scriptures, we'll find one word, arupam. Arupa. Arupa means no form. So here this is given about that. The impersonalists put more stress on the word arupam. But this arupam is not impersonal. It indicates the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, knowledge as described in Brahma Samhita. Now see, whenever this word arupa comes or nira akar comes, we should understand that this is not talking about that Lord does not have a form. It basically goes on to say that Lord does not have a material form. This is the point. He does not have a form like this body, which is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether, the pancha mahabhuta. He is made up of, or no, his entire form is basically the form of Sat, Chit and Ananda. Sat means eternal. There is nothing called a destruction of that form. Sat. Chit means full of knowledge. It's not that he has to acquire some knowledge from here and there. He's Trikala Darshi. He knows past, present and future also. And Ananda, he's full of bliss. He's Atmaram, fully satisfied. He does not need anything or anyone for his own happiness and satisfaction. So he has that form. So when Vedic scriptures are talking about arupam, it actually talks about, or nirakar, there is a comparison between this form that we have and the comparison with that form that Lord has. So basically the arupam or nirakar, this word basically means that Lord does not have a material form like what we have. So in this way, it is very clear here that Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person. And everything emanates from him, including Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. This particular shloka, this analogy is very nice. Sutre Mani Gana Iva. Now if we take up any necklace, so we'll have a thread and a very nicely made necklace, the thread will not be seen. So the pearls and the jewels and everything will be in such a way that the thread will not be seen. So here we understand very clearly that Lord has made everything. Everything is set in motion by him. And he is the underlying factor. He's always there. But then he's not seen. He's not seen. Now the question is, can we see him? Is it possible to see him? Yes, it is possible. It is possible to perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead by tachrono. That's what this chapter started with. Tachrono, by hearing. When we hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we'll be able to perceive his existence. Currently our situation is, our eyes are lusted, contaminated. And because of that, we are not able to see the fact, we are not able to see what is there in front of us, the absolute. And it's very normal also. If there is cataract in the eyes, the person is not getting clear vision. Similarly now, we have got very, very great dirt that is there in the eyes. And because of that, the lust that is there, the greed, envy, pride, illusion, all of that is actually covering our eyes. And we're not able to perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When we're chanting the holy names, when you're reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that cleansing effect is happening. And with that cleansing, with time, what will happen is, the contamination will be removed and the eyes will be anointed with Prema Anjana, with love of Godhead. And then we'll be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, perceive His existence, His presence everywhere. So this is a very, very important point to understand. Atheistic people will never understand. For them, the thread is not seen, so thread does not exist. That's what is their mode. But for us, you know, who are devotees, we do understand that Lord is that underlying factor who is supporting everything. And look at the mercy of the Lord. He is doing everything, but the credit he gives it to us. So he says that, oh, such nice, these all pearls are, you know, making such nice necklace. Arey Baba, without the thread, how can necklace be there? But Lord is so merciful that he gives credits to each and every pearl. Oh, it's because of you, everything is looking good. And another factor here, we can note, that Lord is calling all of us as pearls. He could have said dirt also. And the thread and you all are dirt on it. But then Lord is giving us so much of value. He's valuing all of us, saying, no, you all are pearls and I am the thread, underlying factor. So he is the supreme personality, his Atmaram, he does not need anyone, but still he gives us importance because we all are his part and parcel. And he expects that all of us should go back to him in this very lifetime by practicing Krishna consciousness, by practicing bhakti. This is what is the expectation of the Lord. He does not need anything else. So as devotees, as sadhakas, it's our responsibility to practice bhakti very intensely every single day, understanding that everything around us is actually lying on the thread, and that thread is Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Even our entire life is actually lying on this thread. Without Krishna, we don't have any existence. Without Krishna, we are nothing. We are just zero. We might be having many, many things, but then without Krishna, we are just a big zero. So in this way here, Krishna has proved himself to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So someone might say that no, light is supreme. No, here Krishna is saying, Matta parataram na anyat kinchidasti. He is saying that no one else is supreme than me. No one else is superior to me. Here it's very, very clear in this particular shloka. Now after having described about Prakriti, that is inferior energy, all of us living entity, superior energy, and in two shlokas, 6th and 7th shloka, after describing about how Krishna is supreme, the Ishvara Tattva, now Krishna is going to talk about how he is the essence of everything that exists around. So let's see these verses which describe about how Krishna is present everywhere in the next few videos. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.